Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, I don't think I need to tell you we have reached the halfway point of the year, and for many of us, it doesn't necessarily feel like a milestone worth celebrating. In many respects, productivity is slipping, mental health is declining, and burnout is biting right across corporate South Africa. According to NMG Benefits, the hidden toll of something called presenteeism, that's when people show up but can't perform, is costing the South African economy something in the region of 235 billion rand a year. That is a lot of money. It's around 100,000 rand per employee. So what can be done to turn this around? I'm in conversation now with Karen Mitchell-Moore, who's executive head of healthcare consulting at NMG Benefits. And let's try and explore why mid-year fatigue hits so hard and maybe some suggestions on how to bounce back. So, Karen, welcome. Let's start with the numbers. 235 billion rand is a lot of money. Why is this such an under-recognized issue as far as employers are concerned, do you think?
Thank you, Jeremy. I think, you know, presenteeism is something that people don't understand. You know, I guess if you go to work, you show up, you should be doing your job. But unfortunately, what is happening is that people are not understanding that the pressure that these individuals are under, there's job insecurity, there's financial pressures. So being at your desk doesn't mean that you are necessarily productive. And I think what happens is that there's a knock-on effect for a company as a whole, because productivity is reduced, and then ultimately the bottom line is affected from a business perspective.
In fact, if I understand you correctly, what you're also saying is that it's maybe worse than absenteeism when we simply don't show up. So what makes presenteeism then so damaging yet so difficult to detect?
Because so very often is that when you're absent from work, you possibly are hoping, with employers are hoping that you're getting the rest that you need. However, when employees are under pressure, they perhaps don't have any days available to them. They're coming into the office, they're making themselves available, but yet they're not around. This is what is causing the big dilemma as far as employers are concerned. I mean, we all understand that fatigue and burnout looks different depending on which person you are and what occupation you're in. But statistically, 40% of work-related illnesses start from stress. But if employers are not prioritizing a healthy work-life balance as well as a healthy culture within their business, they won't be able to detect these type of underlying problems that are ongoing within their workforce.
And Karen, difficult to try and find that balance given that so many companies and particularly smaller companies are under increased margin pressure.
No, absolutely. And I think a lot of companies, especially in our industry, we're very people focused. They come to us and ask us whether there are various or what type of solutions are available in this space. One of the solutions that's becoming more common is something called an EAP, which is an employee assistance program. The reason why it's becoming more common, it's a practical solution, it's more cost effective, it's available to smaller employer groups, and it also offers benefits to employees that are possibly not even on a medical aid scheme. So whether they're needing emergency assistance or financial assistance, it also gives them face-to-face counseling where that would be, you know, financially out of reach to anybody. So we are finding that more often than not now is that employers are introducing these type of programs, not just for a tick box exercise, which might have been that in the past, but to add real value and invest in their employees. Because, you know, like you say, the old saying is that if you invest in your employees, they'll invest in you. And I think that's really, really important.
How do you convince the manager to embark on a program like this when often the answer will just be, toughen up, we've got a job to do?
You know, that's a very interesting question. One of the projects that we run on an annual basis is a utilization review. We take the company's entire health asset book and we look at utilization stats over the past 3 years. So whether it is in the medical aid space, whether there's health insurance, whether there's gap cover, whether there are disability claims, and we look at potential trends that are of a concern. With this, we obviously show the information to the client, and we work through various different strategies and initiatives that we believe would be beneficial for them as well as their employees, you know, following which, you know, productivity is going to continue to decrease. And I think with the affordability of something like an EAP, is definitely a no-brainer for any employer to implement within their business.
Are there specific warning signs that managers should be actively watching for in their teams before burnout becomes a full collapse?
Yeah, certainly they are. I mean, I think anxiety, tiredness, definitely errors in their work, being late for appointments. And again, I think this is very industry specific. So it depends on whether you're in a mining industry or whether you're in the office, you would be able to pick up different concerns. But, you know, I think managers need to be closer to people, you know, in these days. They need to be, you know, more available, and they need to just make sure that, you know, these employees have the necessary tools to do their job. And if there are any issues that they feel are uncomfortable or are not being measured or matched correctly, then they need to meet with these employees and get to the bottom of it before it becomes something that is more critical.
I think I'm correct in saying that burnout can often feel very personal, and it's important to convince employees that it's okay to speak up without fear of stigma or even judgment.
You're correct. And unfortunately, people still see it as a stigma. Nobody wants to necessarily suffer in silence, but unfortunately, it happens naturally because nobody wants to be seen as weak. But if you offer programs that are available to them and they are anonymous, no information is shared with the business as such, people will start to utilize these benefits. And actually, it will add value to both them and their families. Because again, with an EAP program, this benefit is stretched to the entire family and not just available for the employee on their own.
So as we head into the second half of the year and hopefully spring and then summer, Karen, is there one piece of advice you would give for employees and employers alike to maybe prevent the fatigue that we're currently feeling from exacerbating, for becoming worse?
I would say, you know, be engaged, develop a health policy that suits the employees and the type of work they do. If necessary, relook at the health policy, and just, you know, measure working hours. Make sure that there's time that they can just take a break, you know, meeting-free days. I would say, you know, just have focus time for employees to just be comfortable to be themselves.
Well, that is good advice as we are in the middle of midwinter, so to speak. I know that many of us are feeling that way. And some good advice from Karen Mitchellmore, who's Executive Head of Healthcare Consulting at NMG Benefits. So, Karen, thank you very much for your time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.